$15 or more to Save America Ministries. We'll put this very, very helpful book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org, and become a partner with us, friends. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Paul Williams as well. And we're going to be talking about a subversive movement in America that is undermining the very fabric of our society. What makes a society? What makes a nation? Well, what makes a nation is a common set of ideals, usually a common race, but it doesn't have to be here in America. Why black and white races have worked very well and lived closely together, and increasingly why, of course, we all consider ourselves, or at least most people consider themselves, Americans. There is, however, an effort to divide us and turn black against white and white against black. But at least we have a common religion, we have common language, common ideals about what is important, common ideas about freedom. But there's an organized, orchestrated effort today to change America, to turn us into a multicultural, multilingual society. And, Chris, you go to your telephone, you want to call the big utilities, AT&T, big major corporations, and what do you get? The first thing you hear somebody say, would you like your message in English or in Spanish? When did Spanish become an official language in the United States? I get my ballot from the state of California, and it's in English and in Spanish. When did Spanish become the official language of America? It isn't. But, of course, it's being thrust upon us by people who want to change the structure of our society. And now, of course, there is another factor in America, the Muslim factor. Why are we bringing in lots of Muslims into our country when Muslims don't believe in our religion? They don't believe in our form of government. They do not believe in our laws. They want Sharia law, which is their religious law. And they have a perfect right to want that, but they don't have a right to come to America and demand their rights to have a different form of law and certainly different forms of society and to restructure our society along their beliefs. But there are those within our country who are not Muslims who are doing everything they can to destroy this nation because they want a multicultural, multilingual society. And this certainly came to mind as a few weeks ago when we saw on 60 Minutes a talk given on a special charter school set up by a man named Mr. Gulen. And Mr. Gulen lives in Pennsylvania, and he has a lot of money, And he set up these charter schools all across America, which are paid by taxpayers, and they give wonderful education. And a lot of people want to get into Mr. Goulden's schools because the education there is so much better and the discipline there is so much better than in the public schools. But of course, they really didn't tell us very much about who Mr. Goulden was. And they didn't mention that when he came into this country, even the State Department didn't want him here because of the subversive dangers. But the CIA brought in this multi-billionaire whose wealth is estimated close to $60 billion. Probably most of it came from drug trade in conjunction with the CIA. And Mr. Goulden is part of a movement to change the structure of society, not only in America but throughout the world. Largely, in my estimation, funded with the help of our own Central Intelligence Agency.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dan, and then certainly Paul Williams is simply pointing out that America has changed dramatically. And the Muslim influence in America is dramatic. Certainly America will never be the same again. Our grandparents wouldn't recognize the America we live in today. And this didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent. The Muslims who are here hold very strong beliefs. Many of them are very conservative as far as morality is concerned and premarital sex and moral values and homosexuality. But of course they come from a different point of view because they worship a different God. The Muslim faith is the most rapid growing faith in America, and by 2025 there will be more Muslims in America than there are Protestants. And ladies and gentlemen, this did not happen by accident. It happened by intent, because there are people who hate America and everything Judeo-Christian, Christianity stand for. And they've brought in the Muslims and encouraged the growth of their religion intentionally and purposely in an effort to destroy the Christian foundation of America. Paul, pick up the star guest, is Paul Williams, a prolific writer, a man who really understands what's going on. And Paul, just pick up the story.
I'll be glad to. The main findings that will be presented in my book, which won't come out until right before Christmas, are really these, that for most Americans, the Christians, let's just go look at white Christians. The birth rate for a white Christian woman in the United States is 1.8 offspring. For black Americans, it's somewhat higher, like 2.2. The average Muslim American woman has a fertility rate of 2.8. That's in America. So just look at that in terms of numbers. And you got to realize that that Muslims, including Siraj Raj, who's the leading Islamist in the country, most of them are polygamous. They have multiple wives, and the average wife has about three kids. And you could just see what those numbers tell us. And in the average Christian family, does not replace itself.
Well, Paul, is polygamy practiced in the Muslim of certainly faith here in America?
Oh, not only that. Dr. Stan, I travel throughout the country. I've been in mosque in every major city in the United States, L.A., New York, Miami, Atlanta, and every mosque that I have entered, polygamy is rampant among the members.
Well, now, basically, of course, we have laws against polygamy. We actually went after the Mormons because they practiced polygamy. We've sent Morgan Lee Mormons to prison for practicing polygamy.
Exactly. Well, anyone that's listening to this program, look at Siraj Raj, who is the first imam to offer a prayer before the joint session of Congress. He is probably the most celebrated imam in the country. He has openly stated that he has performed polygamous marriage unions and that he has several wives. That's just one instance, but every leading Islamist that I know who upholds the tenets fundamentally of the Quran is polygamous. I know in Philadelphia, when I looked at the statistics that were occurring within the Islamic enclave there, there are about 100,000 in Philadelphia alone who practice polygamy.
Did you say 100,000? 100,000. But how could this be going on? And the New York Times never tells us.
The New York Times did publish it. The New York Times, if you look at any articles they read about Islam, it'll be like buried toward the end. They'll say, "Oh yeah, well, you know, they do practice polygamy." Oh, they have reported it. It hasn't been headlines, but in every story where Times reporters have covered the subject of Islam, they have verified it. This is not like verified by, you know, a newspaper you never heard of. The New York Times has verified that. The LA Times has verified that. Anyone that looks into Islam in the United States has verified that. I'm looking at books right now in front of me. Muslims in the West, the Muslims of America, the Islamic communities of North America, a history of Islam in America. They all confirm that. They all confirm that polygamy is part of the religion and it's practiced here. It also practiced here is female circumcision. And once again, that is outlawed. But the New York Times has even reported that among the Somalians in New York City, in the various boroughs of New York City, it's practiced all the time. Genital cutting. You know that, doctor, as well as anybody.
Yeah, I do, sure. I know what you're talking about.
And, I mean, that, there can't be anything more horrific. This is done on infants. But, you know, anyone that looks into it, your listeners, just look into, genital mutilation or female circumcision, U.S., Muslim, you'll find it. You'll find it. Now, the Muslims are coming in here. A lot of them are coming in here, like, under employment visas, stating that, you know, we don't have enough workers in the United States, and we have to bring in people from, especially from the Middle East, since they have expertise as physicians, engineers, and scientists. You know this, and they're highly skilled, and so they're granted work visas, employment visas. Most of the student visas now are granted to Islamic students. Almost all the diversity visas in the United States are granted to Muslims. In 2006, we granted over 115,000 diversity visas to Muslims. Now, how many Muslims arrive here every year in the country through these various visa programs is very, very difficult to determine, but hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands. And in addition to the legal and the Muslims who arrive here, hundreds of thousands more arrive here illegally. They arrive here at the greatest open border, which is our international airport. They come here with visas, and they never leave. Student visas, they never leave. Employment visas, they never leave. Before Congress, they had a hearing on this, and the people on the committee looking into the visa overstays said that out of most of the illegals who are here, which range from 12 to 24 to 36 million, that the both houses of Congress confirmed that the vast majority of them are visa overstays, and the vast majority of them, of course, are Muslims.
And the Immigration Service really isn't trying to do anything about that. No. We know they're not trying to do anything about the illegal Mexicans, but they're not trying to do anything about the illegal Muslims either.
No, and in addition to the legal and the illegal immigrants who arrive here, like 80,000 refugees, Islamic refugees, enter this country every year under resettlement programs. I mean, it's scary. This all is came about, of course, due to the Hart-Celler Act of 1965. But right now, when you're bringing in, when the Pew Research Group published this ridiculous survey, and they said, oh, you know, there were only 2.8 million Muslims in the United States. But if you look into it, now this is the leading research group in the United States, Pew, P-E-W. And I looked into the way they gather the research, and they do it through telephone books. They call people who have landlines. Now, I think you and I both know that the students who are coming in here, the people with diversity visas, the people who are under 40, they don't have landlines. They all have cell phones. They can't be contacted. But anyone who has done any demographic based on mosque attendance has confirmed that in the United States right now, there are not 2.8 million Muslims. There are between 8 to 12 million Muslims.
How many mosques do we have in America? Any idea?
Oh, I have a very good idea. Yeah. There was a report on the number of mosques a couple of years ago, and they said there's 1,200. And then there was a new study that just came out that said that really there were over 2,000.
Well, now basically, when the Muslim children go to public schools, are they allowed to pray in our public schools? The Muslims are supposed to pray five times a day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But how can that be? I mean, when a Christian child can't pray in school, how can a Muslim child be allowed to pray in school?
None of it. For somebody like me, and I'm only a reporter, looking at the picture and looking at these people who are coming in on work visas and diversity visas and student, none of it makes one bit of sense.
Unless, of course, you want to change and transform America, if you have an intense hatred of America, you have an intense hatred of Christianity, and you want to destroy this nation, then it makes a lot of sense. And that's the great tragedy, ladies and gentlemen. And the fact that we do not hear this being brought up, if it is brought up, immediately the people who bring it up are considered to be racist and radicals and extremists. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a subversive movement in America today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. seedcatalog.com.
I guess he's pointing out that there are well over 2,000 mosques in America. Most of them are funded by Saudi Arabia. Many of them are very beautiful, very beautifully constructed. And, of course, there are all the foreign imams, and many of them are Saudis. They're coming from other countries. Paul has been to many of the mosques. He said he's never been to a mosque where any of the imams were Americans. They were all foreigners sent here as a subversive influence within our society and working to bring Sharia law to America, not to unite the country, but to divide our country into Muslim and Christian. Go ahead.
But the main thing about this, I mean, there are mosques right now that everyone knows are centers of sedition and of terror, the Al Farouk Mosque in Brooklyn, the Dulles Area Mosque in the Adams Center in Sterling, Virginia, the Bridgeview Mosque in Chicago, the Lackawanna Islamic Mosque in Lackawanna, New York, the Best Street Complex in Buffalo as well, the Islamic Center of Orange County in California. All these places are centers of terrorism, of terrorist doctrine. And despite that, despite the fact that even at places like the Farouk Mosque, members of the mosque every weekend remove semi-automatic weapons and go to a firing range and practice firing at targets all afternoon on a Saturday afternoon, and return and place the weapons back in the mosque. I mean, think about this. We talked about some mosque in Palestine, in Pakistan, being used as arsenals. I'm talking about New York City. I've seen this, and nothing is done. I mean, it's incredible. We know what is being taught at these places. We know that for instance, like at Dar al-Hishra, in Falls Church, that the doctrine there was responsible for the Fort Hood massacres. And, we know that the 9/11 operatives were sheltered there. But nothing is ever done. Nobody ever goes into these places and tries to ferret out the problem. The imams are not really monitored. But look at what is going to really come from this development, this Islamic development in the United States will not be good for the country.
Well, in years past, of course, many years ago, you used to work very closely with the FBI.
Yeah.
Is the FBI still monitoring this? Are you very popular with the FBI, or the fact that you're pointing out what's going on made you certainly less well received by our Federal Bureau of Investigation?
When I work with the FBI, I was responsible for the arrest and conviction of many leading mafioso figures. I'm saying this on the air, and if I'm not saying it, they should arrest me for libel. I was very instrumental in putting a lot of very bad people behind bars, and my work bore a lot of fruit. And they know that at the FBI, and they know what I'm doing right now. They know that I've been to Islam. I wasn't like them. I didn't drive by and take pictures. I didn't get information from the internet. I was there. When I talk about the mosque to you, I was in the mosque. I was dragged into the basement of Majid al-Taqwa in Brooklyn and interrogated for taking pictures of the outside of the mosque. And I was told unless I provided the right answers, I wasn't getting out of there. But despite all my reporting on it, I have never, and despite the fact that I worked with the FBI for years and years and years, I've never been contacted by them. I talk on this program all the time. Hey, guys, I want to hear from you. I have a lot of information. I've been in the mosque. I know where the problems are. I know where the centers of homegrown terror are. I've been at the Jamaat al-Fukra compound. Never hear from them.
And of course, they have actual, in addition to the boss, they actually have terrorist training camps here in America that the government knows about right here in America. Isn't that true?
That's absolutely true.
But how could we have terrorist training camps and we're not doing anything about it?
Dr. Stan, to answer that question, your listeners have to get a copy of your book. Because without reading that, there's no answer.
You're talking about my book, Brotherhood of Doctors. Well, I appreciate the plug. And ladies and gentlemen, but you want to get copies of Paul's books as well. We do carry several of them that he's written in the past. And I said we'll be carrying his new one. He's been there, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cynthia Paul was just saying that Mr. Gulen, of course, was expelled from Turkey by the Turkish government for subversion, and just because he was trying to overthrow the Turkish government. And get rid of the secular government and bring in one under the radical Muslim group. Then he came to America, the groups here in America, the Office of Homeland Security, and was it the FBI who opposed him as well?
Yes, the FBI did, and Homeland Security.
And they tried to keep this man out when he came into this country in 1998. But the CIA gave him full backing. They wanted Mr. Gulen here. Gulen used the United States as a basically a base for his subversive activities, which toppled the government of Turkey. Now, basically, if American is involved with foreign political affairs, that would be a subversive activity. But since our goal was to replace the secular government of Turkey with one associated with the Muslim Brotherhood, Sidney Gulen has been allowed to come here to operate openly. Of course, the average American has never heard of Gulen other than that 60-minute program. But he set up these charter schools all across America to push the Turkish culture. He set up these schools all throughout the Muslim world. Would it be fair to say that he is actually pushing this radical form of Islam advocated by the Muslim Brotherhood throughout the Muslim world?
What happened was, if you look at the court documents about Gulen, now this is Homeland Security and the FBI, they're saying this guy is the most dangerous Islamist on planet Earth. They said that what he's seeking to do is to really restore the Ottoman Empire, to unite all the new Russian republics, Kurdistan, Turkestan, Kazakhstan, all the Stan countries, Dr. Stan, not Dr. Stan countries, but the Stan countries, into a new Islamic world order. That's even the Heritage Foundation. I don't like them, but even the Heritage Foundation did a study on Gulen, and they said that is his aim, to create a new Islamic world order, and we have been supporting that effort. As a matter of fact, the court records show that Gulen has right now over $25 billion in assets. And at his trial, the CIA said, oh, we have to keep this guy in the country because he's such a leading educator, since he's such a renowned intellectual. Well, in truth, Gulen, who is a renowned intellectual and an educator par excellence, doesn't speak a word of English. And he doesn't have a third-grade education, and he's basically illiterate. And to say that this guy is such a marvel of intellectual ability is a sham. Everything about the story about Gulen is a sham. His schools have been established throughout Central Asia, once again to unite all these Stan countries, these new republics, into a new Islamic world order. And the CIA is participating in that because Turkey, which Gulen now controls, is a perfect proxy for us to gain control of the natural resources of these countries, because they have almost limitless oil and natural gas reserves. And that's what we're in. We don't want those reserves going to China. We don't want them going to Russia. We certainly don't want them going to Iran. We want to have some control. And the way we can get control is to work through Gulen. And Gulen has set up all the educational enterprises, and all the students who are being educated over there are being educated by Gulen. And they're being molded into model Gulenites. And we are funding these schools. We are protecting Gulen, and we are furthering this cause of the creation of a new Islamic world order. That is a fact. And the money for that, whether your listeners want to hear that or not, $25 billion, this is not $1 million, $1 billion, came from the CIA. And that came out in the court, that's in the court records. Now, how in the world did the CIA come up with money like that? It's not in the federal budget, and it's not reported as any revenue that the government has in its reserves. Well, it also, if you look at the testimony, including testimony from Sybil Edmonds regarding this, you'll see that the money from that came from the drug trade in Afghanistan. Now, Turkey was always part of that. The drugs move from Afghanistan into Turkey, where the Bubba's divided it and distributed the drugs throughout the world. And almost all of that money came from the black ops in Afghanistan, the drug trade. The drugs were moved even into the United States with U.S. military cargo planes. And it's all part of this Gulen movement. And the fact that the 60 Minutes, with all of its resources, could not uncover that fact, whereas I can uncover that with less than $10, is ridiculous. But it's a fact. Anyone that looks into the story of Gulen, just read the court records. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to 60 Minutes or Leslie Stahl or anyone else. Read the court records.
And are they up on the Internet?
They're on the Internet.
Sure. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. CBS is simply covering up this as they cover up so many things. Interesting program. Everybody comes away warm and fuzzy. But when it comes to really important stories, CBS, being part of what I call the Brotherhood, is certainly going to not reveal but conceal the truth. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question on any of these subjects for our special guest tonight, Paul Williams, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And before we go on, Paul, do you have a website you'd like to get out? Are any of your books still in print so people
all,
can all
get? All my books are in print, and my new one is coming out. But no, I don't have a website, and I don't like Facebook, because the only people I meet on Facebook, Dr. Stan, are by and large nuts. I mean, really crazy people. And you know, a website is only self-serving. I mean, if people want to get the news, it's better for me to support broadcasts like this. I mean, I don't need my own website. You already have an outreach that you have been gracious enough to place at my disposal now and then. That's all I need.
All right, fine. Well, we carry a couple of Paul books. And, Chris, our website is RadioLiberty.com, or you can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the books written by Paul Williams. And I've forgotten what the names of the books are.
Several that you carry, the Al-Qaeda Connection, the last ones I wrote, The Day of Islam, the Dunces of Doomsday. Oh, gosh, I've written a dozen of them. But people can just Google me or go to Amazon. They'll get the titles.
Okay, very good. And I'm sure that we carry the Al-Qaeda Connection. Now, what's the connection between Al-Qaeda and what is going on in the mosques and within the Muslim movement in America today?
Well, you know, Al-Qaeda is really like a hydra. I mean, it's a head of a monster that has many heads. You cut off one, another one will pop up. The Egyptian Islamic group, for instance, the Lashkari Toiba, they're all the same, and they all come from they all are really based in the Muslim Brotherhood, which is taking over Egypt as we speak, and in other countries, other Arab countries, and this group is not like President Obama is not saying, oh well, we're defeating Al Qaeda. Al Qaeda is really not is not the sole problem. The problem is radical Islam in all of its manifestations. And that includes Hamas, that includes Hezbollah, that includes a thousand different groups that are active throughout the United States. Al Qaeda is not the sole boogeyman. And, it's like the National Ummah movement that is spreading throughout the United States is certainly as dangerous and nefarious as Al-Qaeda, and so is Jamaat al-Fukra, which has established paramilitary compounds throughout the country, and so in its own way is the Gulen movement, which has set up over 100 schools throughout the U.S. And Islamic models that they are encouraged to emulate their teachers, and their teachers, by and large, all come from Turkey, and they're all radical Islamists, and they all are supposed to pose wonderful examples for the kids and take them on extracurricular activities and become buddy-buddy and become their mentors, and these mentors are all radical Islamists.
And basically, are there non-Muslims at these schools, but the children are being converted to Muslim faith?
Almost all. And the schools have very innocuous names, like the Harmony School and the Beehive Academy. You'd never think that you're really sending your kid like a school of science and technology. The Milwaukee Math and Science Academy, the Magnolia Science Academy. You'd never think these places are seedbeds of radical Islam. And if you look into them, they say, "Oh, we don't teach Islam," and they don't. It's true. It is not part of their curriculum. But the students are encouraged to convert and become good Muslims by example, and that works very well. That's better than whacking them over the head with textbooks.
And that's why you bring in the Muslim teachers to convert the students who identify with them. Well, let's go. We have a David calling from Fort Johnson, New York. David, you have a question or comment for our guest?
I was just wondering if I meant Mr. Williams in Amsterdam, New York, at a Walmart a few years ago. Was he there?
Amsterdam, I could have been there, but I generally don't like to go to Walmarts, but yeah, I could have been there.
Yeah, I think it was you, your wife and child were there one time, and we got talking there.
That very well could be.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else, David?
That's just about it. I guess I was listening about Islamberg, and I really don't live that far away from there, maybe a little about an hour and a half away or so.
Well, Islamberg used to have a sign in front of it. If you go between Hancock and Deposit, New York, you get on Roods Creek Road, which takes you very far into the woods, up to the mountains toward the reservoir that serves New York City. And there used to be a sign there, "Welcome to Islamberg."
Really?
But since I've been there, the sign is down. You're not going to see the sign anymore. But what's interesting about Islamberg, when I was there, I discovered that they had underground bunkers, massive underground bunkers. And I reported it, and nothing was done. And I also discovered, and this is really interesting, and this is, I love to say this every time I'm on the air, there are a lot of bodies buried there. There are a lot of bodies buried there in Islamberg. Now that is interesting.
Yeah, it sure is. We're going to have to...
I saw a body being buried. Right. And I'm saying that you're going to think I'm crazy. I saw a body being buried in Islamberg. That is true.
Okay, we're going to have to run because we're getting out of time, and we've got Heinrich calling from Connecticut. Hi, Heinrich. Do you have a question or comment?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
All right, is John Williams, Mr. Williams,
Paul,
is he there?
Paul Williams is here.
Paul Williams. Yeah, what you're saying is fascinating. First of all, do you happen to have either a website or email where somebody can get in contact with you, number one, quickly?
You, sir, can get in contact with me through Radio Liberty. If you contact Dr. Stan's group, they will put you right in contact with me.
Can I give them your email or telephone number?
Sure you can.
All right, fine. There you go, Heinrich. Anything else you want to ask?
Okay. All right, here's the thing I want to say. It's fascinating what you were saying earlier. This thing is a problem because you're absolutely right. They are trying to circumvent this country with all this deliberate third world Muslim and even non-Muslim like illegal as well as legal, but especially illegal and even legal non-European immigration, which is doing nothing but downsizing jobs. First of all, I'll point out some of the lies that they say. They used to always talk about, well, we need all these Hispanics here for the Social Security. Well, first of all, the government was tapping into the Social Security to begin with because it's part of the general fund, so they go into it whenever they want, which in some countries in Europe, you know, like Norway, they do not. The other thing is that if they are illegal and they're working here and coming here in the millions illegally, they are not going to have a Social Security number, so therefore they're not going to pay Social Security. So most of the dumb American sheeple on the regular AM radios don't think that. All they think about is, well, we're lazy and we need to be better. I don't know what that's about. That compared to the way European countries, you know, some people like in Germany are sleep thinking their own people. So we're stupid in that way. The third thing is that they say, well, if they open up stores, it's going to bring a lot of jobs and employ people in the area. Now, I could tell you for a fact, I've lived in a third world S-hole like Queens and then up here in Connecticut, though some parts of Connecticut are nice, just like Mass or Maine, but in a part of Bridgeport, I could tell you for a fact, it's the same thing everywhere where you have this third world non-white immigration, legally or illegally. They do not hire teenagers in the area because they have a small grocery store. Some of them do not charge sales tax either for things that they should. They sell bootleg movies, by the way, where a regular movie store would sell actual original videos.
I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're out of time, but thanks very much. I think your points are well taken. Thanks so much. And let's quickly go to Tim, who's calling from Illinois. Tim, did you have a question for us?
Yes, I had a comment, but I wanted to pick up...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we didn't get to Eric calling from Michigan. We ran out of time, but this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is listener-supported. And if you'd be interested in certainly helping us, we could certainly use your help. Or if you have a product you'd like to advertise, why, of course, the support would be tax-deductible. Ordinarily, if you do support us, we are not tax-deductible because, of course, we want to be able to tell you the truth. And if we were a 501c3, we wouldn't be able to. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, you're in a position to help or perhaps to join the Radio Liberty family, or you'd like to get some of our products, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, I would simply point out that we will be speaking at the conspiracy conference in the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara on the 3rd of June. The meeting will be 2nd and 3rd if you can make it. Why, you can learn more about it by going to conspiracycon.com. Conspiracycon.com. We have a number of very, very important products that we think are important. We do carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We carry all sorts of medical products which we think are beneficial. We think that magnesium is extremely important. Most people are hypomagnesium. We even have a book on magnesium. We think most people are not getting enough iodine, so we advocate to people getting our 4-tape set on iodine, and if you need supplements, we offer them. But if you'd like a list of the products that Barbara and I take, and remember, I'm 83, and my mind still works pretty well, and I attribute a lot to this, to the curcumin and the other products my wife gives me every single day and insists I take. But if you'd like to get a list of those products, they're on our website, or give us a call to 1-800-544-8927. We certainly follow along with the dictates from our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. If you haven't read his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, we strongly recommend it. And all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We think if you want to understand what's going on today, certainly we carry some of Paul Williams' books. We have a great DVD. It was called Jihad in America. It was actually released in 1994, shown one time, and then actively suppressed by our government, and it was not allowed to be shown in America until after the September 11th attack. That's Jihad in America, one of the most important DVDs ever made. And then, of course, we also have my talk on The Forbidden Secret, my talk on The Dark Secret, my talk on The Dangerous Deception. That's The Forbidden Secret, The Dark Secret, and a Dangerous Deception, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. I appreciate Paul pushing my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to get it, because there is a secret that's been suppressed for thousands of years. Let me repeat that. There is a secret that's been suppressed for thousands of years, and we tell you what that secret is and begin to introduce you to the real world. Most people don't live in the real world. They live in a make-believe world, because, you see, reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. But if America is to survive, why, you're going to have to learn the truth. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back just a moment for the next hour, right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance. grateful for a life so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion and delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw from freedomadvocates.org. And Michael is certainly probably the best informed person about Agenda 21 in the country today, and certainly as we're going to be talking about this subversive movement to transform America from a free nation, a free and prosperous nation, into a poor, enslaved, impoverished nation, to lower the living standards of the American people and to so alter life in America that we will be able to merge with socialist countries throughout the world into a one-world totalitarian system. But the major thing is Agenda 21 is the master plan for the 21st century. It's laid out by people of great wealth. It's being implemented throughout America as part of a subversive movement. And the fact that most people have never even heard of it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Michael Shaw, you take off with the story there.
Well, it's good to be on your show again tonight, Dr. Stan. What I'm going to do is give a little different focus on Agenda 21. I want to talk about some of the historical precedents that America has endured over the last 100 years that really set the stage for the launching of Agenda 21. And then give an analysis of, well, where America sits today. It's not a very, very healthy or happy circumstance. And then for those who may not be familiar with Agenda 21, and I don't think there's many in your audience, I'll give some highlights to the Agenda 21 program so that people can begin to really see how it operates in their town. And the bottom line on that, of course, is that Agenda 21 operates in every town in America today. And that's because our whole system of government has been restructured, and we're going to talk about that a little bit too. I call it regionalism. But let's look back in history. How did we get to this point in time? And, you know, there's lots of things that can be said on this subject, but I'm going to focus on three or four that are critical in creating the conditions that we're experiencing today. The first, you know, because I think this is really a center point for globalism and how it operates. The first critical historical event was in 1913, the passage of the Federal Reserve Act, because that's the circumstance that created the opportunity for globalizing the world. I mean, today, all nations have a system of fiat money, meaning money made by the international bankers out of simply thin air, and then loaned to the rest of us. And that system began back in the 1700s, and today it's It's everywhere. They're consolidated and coordinated through the Bank of International Settlements. And our monetary system is a total breach of the constitutional requirement that we have honest money predicated upon gold and silver. And that sets the foundation for the misery that Americans are beginning to have to face. And circumstance is going to get a lot worse as Agenda 21 proceeds.
I think you're absolutely right. The Federal Reserve System is a privately owned central bank design to benefit the bankers, to enrich the bankers, and to enslave the people, and the average American has no idea.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Adam and Michael simply talking about these Emergency War Powers Act, which were enacted initially back in 1917 by Woodrow Wilson. We were going to the First World War, and then they were extended by FDR back in 1933, and they're still in effect today. They're still in effect, certainly 95, 96 years after they were first put into effect. Back in 1917. Why are they still there? Well, because the Congress has never had the courage to demand that they repealed, and they simply give the president the ability to do things it was never intended he would do. But every time you pass a law, why, there are unintended consequences. And when they passed the War Powers Act in 1917, they never thought it would still be effective in the year 2012 in the United States. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, this act gives the president power to do the crazy kinds of things that we're seeing Barack Obama do today. You know, his executive orders have nothing to do with administering the executive department of the federal government. They have to do with anything he wants them to do with in terms of controlling the lives of the American people. And these are all predicated and quote, legal because of this Emergency War Powers Act. Well, you know, those two things are trouble enough, Federal Reserve and the Emergency War Powers Act. But then in the late 40s, the United States entered or joined into the World Bank. And as a consequence of doing that, Congress's trade powers, the power to impose import and export duties, was vanquished. Congress gave this constitutional power that rested in their authority over to the globalists sitting at the World Bank. And so as a consequence, our constitutional system of taxation has been abrogated, and our sovereignty has really been breached, because a country that can't determine its own trade policy isn't a country at all. It's simply a subset of something bigger and stronger than it. And I can account for the fact that unemployment is high and going to grow higher to the reality that that exists as a result of our involvement with the world. I said World Bank earlier. I meant to say World Trade Organization. Because the World Trade Organization is what is responsible for creating equality, economic equality between nations. And so as a consequence, the American standard of living is being lowered. That means that everything that we consume here, I shouldn't say everything, but so much of what we consume here, it is manufactured abroad, and as a consequence, manufacturing in this country has just dissipated over the last decade. Unemployment rises, and the American standard of living begins to fall in line with the economic circumstances in other countries around the world. So that makes America exceptional. Our ability to produce, our ability to create has been severely limited by the rules that are imposed upon America through the World Trade Organization. And that circumstance is not going to improve. Employment in this country, manufacturing in this country is not going to re-rise until the level of our standard of living has been equalized with those everywhere else in the world.
And I think it's important, though, Michael, that people understand that this is part of a plan. There already are people who want equality of income within nations, or equitable income within nations and between nations. It's point 10A of the Earth Charter, which is subversive organization, which is one of the major guiding points of this whole Agenda 21 movement. It was written by three subversive elements. One of them was the ex-premier of Russia, Mikhail Gorbachev, who is a mass murderer who should be tried for war crimes. But, of course, after he was deposed from being a dictator in Russia, how was he punished? Why he was brought to the United States and allowed to have offices on the Presidio. Do you honestly think that you or I could have offices on the Presidio? Of course not. But Gorbachev could, because, of course, he is certainly favored and supported by our ruling elite. And when he put on his State of the World Forum meetings, all of our elite were there to honor this brutal mass murderer. And then, of course, the Earth Charter written by Marie Strong, the Earth Charter written by Stephen Rockefeller, these three people wrote this plan for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And it is really one of the foundations of American policy today, as you said, to lower living standards in America and to raise living standards elsewhere. And when you understand that, it's very easy to understand what's going on today. Go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, before I get to that fourth step, stage of this internationalist movement that's been longstanding inside the United States, let's take a look at where we are today. I'll contend that America has fallen and that today we're being transformed. But when I say fallen, I mean that the principles upon which America were founded, the revolution that was fought in order to embrace those principles, has been overcome by a, we'll call it a peaceful revolution that's completed inside this country, because the country's thrust has been diverted from its original course. And the three factors that we've talked about briefly are significant contributors to that condition. And today, individualism is under attack. Private property is being abolished. If you're a rancher or a farmer or a timber landowner or a mineral landowner, you know that, because the real attack on private property has been in the rural lands of America. But while it's not completed, there's still some elements of private property out there. The idea of private property is being buried in this country today, and it has been in that process for a good while. In addition, our political system is falling. You know, we all learned in eighth grade that there were, you know, three levels of government in America: federal, state, and local. And that the federal government, we were told, if you're old enough anyway, I don't think it's being told anymore, the federal government was the least powerful of those three levels of government, because the idea of the American experience was that the real power sits with the individual, and it emanates out of his family and his home life. And then local government has less power than the individual, but more power than the state, which has more power than the federal government. I mean, if we look at Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, the federal government's power is pretty limited. I think there are 18 points in Article 1, Section 8. And, you know, those points don't give the federal government anywhere near the power that exists when you've got a governmental entity that spends trillions of dollars of money that either is paid over to them by the citizens or which is just printed out of thin air in order to support all the activities of the federal government, which are way outside the constitutional boundaries. And then our political system has fallen because the federal government has legs that crawl all over the nation. These legs come in the form of what's called regional governing apparatus. Most people in the audience don't know about the regional government that controls your local government and that spends the federal largesse. All with strings attached. The strings are always related to Agenda 21 objectives. But what I'm talking about with regionalism is I'm talking about a system of COGS, councils of government, and metropolitan planning organizations, sometimes called MPOs. COGS and MPOs cover virtually every square inch of land in this country. Nobody's elected to run the COG. Most citizens don't even know the COG exists. But the COG, I'll give an example of a current COG activity. ABAG, the COG for the San Francisco Bay Area, is an organization that covers 8 counties and about 7 million people. Now, what ABAG is doing is it's come into the San Francisco Bay Area with a one Bay Area plan. It's 101 cities. And this ABAG plan requires all cities to cease any development of single-family homes and to require that all homes be multifamily, all residential buildings be multifamily, and that the car be heartily discouraged from use in the San Francisco Bay Area. In fact, the El Camino Real, a major thoroughfare that extends from San Francisco all the way to San to San Jose is destined to become a public transportation route only, built with Stackham and Packham housing units all the way along. The idea is that people will live and work and walk between the two places.
But Michael, they're still actually building individual or family units certainly throughout that region. When will that be suspended?
Well, the timetable is not completely set yet, and there's a lot of opposition to the One Bay Area plan. It's building. It's going to build higher. It's what needs to build. Because this is what's got to happen if we're going to stop this federal assault on our way.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Our larger plan. You hear here in California about the bullet train. Oh, won't it be wonderful we get that bullet train? It's only going to cost $68 billion, maybe $100 billion, maybe $200 billion, but it's just a matter of time before we build it. It is all part of the Agenda 21 plan to get us out of our cars. They want to get us out of our cars. They want to get us onto bicycles. They just like they used to have in Japan and in China, where everybody had a bicycle, and that's a major means of transportation. This all goes right along with lower our living standards. They want us to stop using electricity. They're doing everything they can to run up the cost of electricity, including advocating shutting down nuclear power plants, stopping electricity production for the use of fossil fuels, and that's why they're tearing out dams all across America. The ultimate goal is to lower the living standards of the American people. As Michael is pointing out, though, there are many people on the other side, and the word is getting out, and sitting between freedomadvocates.org and other groups out there, exposing this subversive activity. And it is subversive activity. And it is aimed at circumventing our Constitution and taking away individual freedom, individual rights, property rights. They know what they're doing. The last thing they want is for the public to learn. And fortunately, people are learning all across America. Michael, you go right ahead.
Well, that's true, Dr. Stan. I mean, it was maybe 3 years ago. I was beginning to be concerned the human spirit had simply died away. But today I can report that human spirit is alive, and an understanding of the globalist program is rising, and it's doing so without any help from school, without any help from news media. But simply upon the initiative of real American citizens who don't want to become global chattel, serving a ruling elite. And, that brings me to the third piece of evidence that America, has slipped a long ways, and that is our educational system. Our educational system no longer teaches children about the magnificent step forward for humanity that the founding of America represented, and that's the particularly sad element in society today. It is young people who are filling all the activist spots for the globalist movement, because young people come out of school very cynical about the American history and very committed to this equalitarian notion for a one-world government. In fact, I think the situation has become so dangerous that while my children are grown, I can say that my youngest, except for college, never really went to school. And that was the best education I've seen in my 62 years, because children who go to grammar school, government grammar school, and government high school have no idea of what is being lost and no idea of what the American experience was intended to be. Now, people can condemn America's policies in many regards, but we've got to remember that the policies that are repugnant to so many of us that are undertaken by Washington, D.C., are the policies of globalists. Because the fourth element of this falling of America, I think, can be pinpointed right on the backs of both political parties. The Democrats, which, I think is obvious to most people, are globalists through and through. And the Republicans. I mean, the conservative movement in America today is just so upset with Democrats, so upset with Obama, and then they turn around and they champion a globalist like Romney, or a globalist like Gingrich, or a globalist like Santorum. The International Democrat Union, The International Democrat Union is a consortium of 80 political parties from around the country that call themselves right of center. And but the reality is, if you go to the purpose statement at the IDU.org, the purpose of this organization is for the universal adoption of the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
And this is, that is really an integral part of this whole Agenda 21, isn't it?
Well, that's the cornerstone.
Right. Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw here at Radio Liberty.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChileProperties.com. That's SouthernChileProperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Shaw. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. But certainly, our guest is Michael Shaw. Michael, would you like to get your website out there so people can get in touch with your organization and get that excellent material you have? And don't forget, you are going to get me a couple of packages of your material to take to the conspiracy conference.
I informed my office tonight that I've been delinquent on that, and they're going to coordinate with yours and get that to you right away.
Right. And did you ever get that copy of the DVD that actually you did that was so good that my secretary insisted she sent you a copy? Did you ever find it?
I need to check further.
Find out. If you don't have it, we'll be sure to get you another one. Go right ahead. Let's get your information out on how people get in touch with you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Michael is certainly, in my estimate, leading voice in this whole issue. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, it's freedomadvocates.org. We've been doing this for about 12 years now. Here in Santa Cruz, where both of us are, this place was one of the pilot programs for Agenda 21, launching of Agenda 21 by the United Nations at the Earth Summit Conference in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. It was in the 90s that I became exposed to Agenda 21 here locally. And in 2000, we formed Freedom Advocates, and we've been working diligently and putting together quite a deep study of Agenda 21. Someone can come in and spend some time studying and some small amount of time studying and or listen to audio or read good print material and come out with a pretty good idea. And somebody who wants to be a student of this and, dig deeper, you can dig very, very deep at freedomadvocates.org. I'll put the website up. Any other source of information on Agenda 21, and I encourage viewers to check it out. And then the whole reason to understand Agenda 21 is to become active locally. Now, there's nothing we can do about the Federal Reserve. There's nothing we can do about the trade organization. And, there's nothing we can do about the Emergency War Powers Act. But we can do something about the goofballs running our city and taking the direction of the federal government in respect to implementing Agenda 20. There is something we can definitely do about our local communities falling for this scam. And, every local politician who wants to be somebody in either party has to do and go along with the Agenda 21 program. These are the kinds of people that we don't want in office. Whole new crew of people in office, people who appreciate, understand, and will work to protect the American ideals, and not people who become simple lackeys for the globalist takeover of America, thinking that they will gain special favors by doing the dirty work.
Of course, the slogan of those people who support this subversive movement is, think globally but act locally, and the whole idea is take over local governments to circumvent the Constitution so that they can impose this dictatorial, unconstitutional control over the lives of the American people. They know exactly what they're doing, and they are part of a subversive group because ICLEI is subversive. It's an international organization, and no city under our Constitution has the right to contract with an organization for subversive purposes to circumvent our Constitution, but that's just what they're doing. Isn't that correct?
Well, it is. Jump ahead a little bit, but let's make reference to what this ICLEI organization that you commented upon, what it is. ICLEI is the International Local Environmental Initiative. It has contracts with 600 American cities. Its goal, its stated goal, is to conform the United Nations into the United Cities of the world. And these United Cities are under the in California, in Central California, there's nearly 100 cities that belong to ICLEI. This is the ICLEI bastion of the world where we live. There's hardly a city that is not a member of ICLEI. And when you are a member of ICLEI, you then will find yourself we have a several hundred page document dealing with climate issues. And the way climate issues are dealt with is all houses on public transportation lines. This is the same pattern as the One Bay Area pattern. These climate initiatives are cropping up all over California in response to the ICLEI-sponsored state legislation, SB 375. What we've got is this organization infiltrating not only cities, but state legislatures, basically as a partner with the cogs that are running your community. They're a partner in the One Bay Area plan. This organization is a globalist outfit that when your city signs a contract with them, your city officials have committed an act of treason. Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution says that no state or its subdivision may enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation with a foreign political outfit. And that's exactly what these contracts are. And, you know, fortunately, as understanding has begun to spread, a number of cities have withdrawn from ICLEI. Unfortunately, that's not good enough because these cities are still controlled by ICLEI for two reasons. One is many of them, although they contract with ICLEI, are still living with the ICLEI policies that got imbued into their local law. And every city is a member of this COG, Council of Government, and that means that off from ICLEI, you're going to be forced to ICLEI policy through these COGs. So we've got a lot of work to do. So the process has started. ICLEI is the most dangerous organization that ever existed in the United States of America. And they make all kinds of excuses now that the light is being put on them. But there is no way they're going to escape the prohibition of the Constitution that prohibits locales from doing exactly what these contracts particularly represent.
Well, we have from Michigan. Eric, do you have a quick question for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan, thank you. I was just reviewing Article 1, Section 10, because it does also say that no state shall pass any law impairing the obligation of contract. And as Michael said, no state shall enter alliance or confederation. So, Michael, since these are, in fact, contracts, and they are international contracts, obviously, then, this violates the Federal Charter, U.S. Constitution, and therefore, they're null and void. Don't they require informed consent authorization of the taxpayers who are most likely funding all this?
Well, I don't think informed consent is enough to undo the prohibition. I mean, the way works is the federal government has very, very few powers. But one power it has exclusively is the power to deal with foreign nations and foreign political organizations. Now, that makes it a bit tricky with regard to ICLEI. This is off your question, but just to further that thought, it makes it a bit more tricky when ICLEI is involved with a COG, because I think the argument could be made that the COG is a federal operative. And if that's the case, the prohibition of Article 1, Section 10 may not, I think the argument could be made that may not apply to ICLEI's association with the COG, but it clearly applies to any relationship between a city and this internationalist organization. Does that help you?
In fact, Michael, there's a mayor, the local mayor of replaced by an emergency manager, who's a local town guy. The mayor is a real scholar, and I asked him a few weeks ago about ICLEI on the local talk radio station that he appears weekly, and I brought up ICLEI partnership. He says, oh, yeah, there are public-private partnerships. That has nothing to do with the UN or ICLEI.
Well, yeah, of course the last thing, Eric, is they want for the public to realize that this is treasonous activity designed to circumvent our Constitution and its rights, which is the foundation of the liberty granted to us by our Constitution, Declaration of Independence. Hey, we're going to have to run, but God bless. Good question. Thank you. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, I, I think the caller should ask the mayor of Flint what the difference, ask him what the difference between a public and economic fascism is. Because economic fascism, before it was called that by Hitler, was called corporatism by Mussolini. And today's same economic philosophy is called public-private partnership. So if you think that's American, you know, you're just living in the ozone. Don't think that is part of the globalist Agenda 21 program, then you don't understand the economics of Agenda 21. Let's just talk a moment about what Agenda 21's three primary objectives are. The first is the abolition of private property. Now, the methodology, the economic methodology for abolishing private property is to partner with, have government partner with all surviving economic interests. And so if you don't become a Schindler to Hitler, in other words, you don't partner up with government, that's partnership, you don't do business. You and I both know that if you live in Santa Cruz and you want to build houses, you better be a partner. You better build their affordable houses so that they can have, you know, their chosen people live in them at subsidized pricing. You know, you better do it to their stack and pack housing. You better be a contributor. You better be obedient. Now, that's what public-private partnership is. It's important that we understand it. But Agenda 21 has three primary objectives. As I said, is the abolition of private property. The way that happens is two primary programs. The first is called the Wildlands Project. The Wildlands Project covers over 50% of the land mass of the United States. And on this land mass, there are to be no human beings. There is to be no extraction of resources. And we wonder why our miners can't mine, why our forest owners can't cut trees, why many of our farmers and ranchers are being pushed off and regulated the other way off their land. And this is because the Wildlands Project is being implemented in the U.S. We've got all these U.N. heritage sites posted all around the country, where the UN actually determines the land management on these vast land in the United States. Now, the second land use program under Agenda 21 is called smart growth. And if you live in town, that's what you're seeing. Smart growth, the stacking and packing of human beings in dense concentrations on getting people out of their cars and onto public transportation, onto bicycles, or walkable communities. And this is being done everywhere across the United States, and it's being done because this massive federal budget, which they whine about how hard it is to cut, is being used primarily to fund up the remake of America in accordance with Agenda 21. So we got it coming from all sides. We need to understand what they're doing so that we can begin to say, no, take your dirty money back to Washington, D.C., clean up the mess there. We're going to recapture America starting community. It's not going to start by recapturing Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is very lost, this whole concept. Now, the second major element of Agenda 21 is education for global citizenship. That's why you send your child off to school at age 5 to a government school. And when he returns home at 18, you don't know what happened to him. They think in a way that's not conforming to what your expectations were. Their patriotic force is non-existent. Their direction in life is oftentimes very confused. The education system is working precisely how globalists want it to work. If I were a young parent, I know it's hard because the economic America makes it very difficult for mothers, young mothers, to stay home. But boy, if mom goes to work and sends her kids off government schooling in the 21st century, America will be because our educational system is committed to globalizing America and making us an outpost of the one world order.
And basically, this is a well-coordinated, very well-financed, a diabolical program to destroy the America we've known. And certainly finance, so unlimited financing from not only our own governments, but from the Great Tax Exam Foundation and from subversive and communist groups all across America. And certainly we need to get people to understand. Most people have no idea what's happening. And that's why this talk, talks by Michael is so important. We do have a great new DVD. It's called Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw. You can get it by calling 1-800-549-927. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. But until people are willing to talk about this for what it is a subversive, treasonous conspiracy. It is coordinated finance. It comes out of the First Earth Summit, the Second Earth Summit, the Third Earth Summit, the Fourth Earth Summit will be held certainly in June or July of this year, and they hope after that they'll be able to consolidate the world.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's P-R-O-P-A-X.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Make a better world for everybody by destroying the limitations on the Constitution places on the power of government to control the lives of the American people. Good night, Michael. God bless. Thanks for everything you do.
Same for you, Dr. Stan. Thank
God bless.
You.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. You'll certainly want to get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, and there's it's on a DVD. We have, of course, a four-tape set and a syllabus. They go together as a pack. We certainly have Orlean Kohler's new book, By Stealth and Deception, because this is all done by stealth and deception. We have Orlean's great new book on smart meters. They're part and parcel of this movement. And then, of course, we have Michael's new DVD on Agenda 21. Michael Shaw DVD on Agenda 21. And, of course, we have so much more material, but this is a good place to start. And then, of course, to understand the spiritual forces behind this, you need to get my talk on the forbidden secret, the dark secret, my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, and my talk on the dangerous deception, where I interview Norman Dodd, the director of research for the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. And what did they find out? Why the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford foundations were dedicated and spending their hundreds of millions of dollars to push communism and socialism throughout the world. To push communism and socialism throughout the world. They have a wonderful book we've personally kept in print for 20 years. It's called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, where you'll get the documentation. The book is written by Brennan Wormser, the counsel for the Reese Committee, and you must understand that they talk. Here you get all of the details of what the Reese Committee found. Everything has been done to suppress this information. And why? Because they do not want the American people to know that the great tax-exempt foundations and, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations are involved in subversive activity to so alter America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union and all other socialist nations into a one-world tyrannical dictatorship. And there really are people who have a different vision of the world. And until we understand that, there are people of great wealth who are willing to spend their wealth to bring about this world socialist government under a ruling elite. Where did David Rockefeller go to school? He went to the London School of Economics, the training grounds for socialists throughout the world, which is little wonder why. David Rockefeller is such a good friend of Fidel Castro. Why David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit with Fidel, and they come up to visit with David Rockefeller. And let me tell you that it's all covered in David Rockefeller's memoirs. We carry the book, Memoirs by David Rockefeller, and we shortly after Glenn Beck quoted from David Rockefeller's book about his membership in a secret cabal that Glenn Beck was fired by Fox News. The book Memoirs are number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is May 23, 2012. You're in the right place. It is Wednesday. Oh, my. Have you heard about the flight that had to divert to Maine? That started out overseas, came to the U.S., and had to divert because a woman said, I have a bomb inside my body. Well, it got on the news all day yesterday. And, of course, they arrived in Maine and Bangor, Maine, and the law enforcement officials, Homeland Security, everybody was there, and no big deal. She said she had this device implanted in her body, and it got news all day long. Whereas the real news